So we continue our exciting foray into the elements of the Torah, and here we are on Daf Nun Hei today. And we begin with a Zukter Halakha Mishnah still missing our Sefer Josh. Hoping for the best. Hanoder min hadagan. If someone asserts himself on dagan, so the literal meaning of dagan are things that you make a goren of. So in other words, anything that's piled up, that's idgan. Idgan would include even kitniot and anything that dries in a rounded fashion, and you put it up like a bunch of seeds. The thing is, though, that usually people, when they talk about dagan, refer to tefuah. So that would be the chameshet minim. And this, in fact, is the machloket Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. What is the primary usage? Anoder min hadagan, according to Rabbi Meir, is asur b'pol ha-mitzri yavesh, dried pea, the dried white bean. And the truth is, of course, it includes everything, not only pol ha-mitzri, but the reason that he says pol ha-mitzri is because in the previous Mishnah, and we were talking about pol ha-mitzri that was lach as a vegetable. So we want to make sure that you understand that nonetheless, the yavesh can be called a dogon. The Chachomim, on the other hand, say, Eino asur alav chameshet haminim. Actually, dagan is the way that we talk about tivuah. Tivuah is the chameshet minei dagan. So it's the five minim, certainly not including kitniot, not even including any, you know, popular kitniot, like rice and so on. Rabbi Meir, Omer, no, wait a minute. That's no derman hatfuah. No derman hatfuah, indeed, Eino asur alav chameshet haminim. So if this were all agreed, Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, we'll see. So that if you are noder min tfua has come to mean that type of tfua that is generally used to make lechem, matzah, and the things that we make mizonot. But noder min adagan would be usher on all types of things. And when I said before pola mitzri, I don't mean only pola mitzri. But he would be mutar peperota ilanu v'yerek, because those are not called things that are idgin under any circumstances. Now, lemeimra, are you trying to tell me that the word dagan, according to Rabbi Meir, is kol demidgan mashma, anything that you would pile up in a seed pile? How could that be, asks Rabbi Yosef. Must Rabbi Yosef, remember that at the time of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, there had been a great unfortunate laxity in the giving of Kramot and Masrot. So he made a takana yavio abet Hashem. He wanted to see it. People had to come, they had to register, we're bringing on, and made it choshev. And what this did, and actually it turns out, he made the takana to start taking maaser from Yirakot. Which in Yiraita, you don't take maaser from Yirakot. And so it says that this caught on, made a tremendous impact. Uchifrotz hadavar, when things got really, tremendously powerful because of his takana, people were taking it so seriously that hirbu b'nei Yisrael reshit dagan tirosh v'yitzar v'chol tvoat tzadeh larov. According to you, that dagan means all tvoah, so you're just repeating yourself. If dagan is called a midgan, so then why are you saying that this is probably a mistake? And you take a look in the Iran and other Rishonim, they don't have the gears of my chifrotz hadavar, but rather my v'chol tfuat asader. Not that it would mean anything else anyway, it would be a funny way to refer to the end of the pasuk that starts with chifrotz hadavar. So what would be the meaning if you're telling me that dagan already includes kol tfuat? What's the meaning of kol tfuat asader? Look, you just said in the Mishnah that even according to Rabbi Meir, that it's called a midgan. You don't call a pile of fruit midgan or vegetables, and therefore it's coming to tell you that even the tzvat asadeh, meaning a bunch of potatoes, also do it, also maybe take. Rabbi Meir omer anoder min hatfuah, omer Rabbi Yochanan. Let's get this straight. That's not only Rabbi Meir's sheet. Akomodim anoder min hatfuah. That's for sure anoder min hatfuah is chameshet minim. Meaning, and Tanin Amayachiv v'Shavim, both Rabbi Meir and the Chachomim agreed that when it's coming to the question of the word tvuah, that another min hatvuah, I know also min hachameshet haminim. So that's for sure. Well, what else would I think? I mean, that's all over. That's how the halacha defines it. That's how usage defines it. Pshita. No, it's not pshita because the word tevuah, the literal meaning of tevuah, especially if you take a look at the targum of tevuah. The targum of tevuah is alalta. Alalta is that which is ol, has double meaning, you'll notice, both in Aramaic and in Hebrew. It's aliyah, which means it's mishubach. So that it's something which is brought up. It's something which is brought in. It's ol, double meaning. Ol means came in. So it means to come, tevuah, lavi. And it's something that is produced. So, I mean, maybe it means any production, in other words. Therefore, it is necessary for us to say we should not follow that targum so literally. As a matter of fact, we're going to see soon that the targum may actually be limited. And let's take a look. But before we get there, we have a question even on the lashon of tevuah according to Chachamim. Because Mati Rav Yosef Iski frotz hadavar, so you just said that you brought me the pasuk here. Buvene Yisrael, reishit daganti rosh miyitzar advar v'chol tevuat hasadeh. So now, if you're telling me that it's called tevuat hasadeh, so then I thought tevuat hasadeh means chamesh daminim. So then what's the reishit daganti rosh miyitzar? That is the chamesh. Reishit dagan is the chamesh daminim, according to Chachamim. So then according to Chachamim, it's a problem. Before I thought that tevuah, according to Chachamim, was broad, and according to Rabbi Meir was limited. Whereas again, Dagan was broad according to Rabbi Meir and limited to Chachamim. And I tell me everybody's agreed that Tevuah for sure means Chameshet meaning. And according to Chachamim, Dagan also means Chameshet meaning. So what's the point of saying Reshit Dagan v'chol Tevuah? I mean, same thing. It's not the same thing. Tevuah is Chameshet meaning. Obviously, Tevuah the Sadeh doesn't mean Chameshet meaning. So Tevuah, just the word Tevuah, Lechud, that's one usage, but Tevuat HaSadeh is Lechud is a separate usage.
Tevuah always meant grain. I mean, when we use grain, like,
but it's a use, it's not literally.
No, no, I said, but let's say Tevuah never really meant just wheat, for example.
That's right, all. That's correct.
That's just chita.
Yeah. Now, what happened once is that Mar Shmuel's son, Mar, so Bar Mar Shmuel was pokid the litun tleiser alfis zila Rava. When he was dying, he left a will that Rava was supposed to get 13,000 zuz that would be collected from, and the word that he used was alalta. Now alalta is the literal translation into targum of tevuah. So he wanted from the alalta that he owned around the Har Panya. So Rava wasn't sure what that meant, alalta. What do I have a right to collect from? So he sent a shaila to Rav Yosef. Alalta hechi mikari, what does alalta mean? So Rav Yosef says, well, I mean, Rav Yosef is making an assumption that since alalta is a translation of tevuah, so let's just look at how to define tevuah. So he said, well, what's the problem? The Mishnah says that everybody agrees, v'shavim b'nodem and ha-tevuah, she'enu aser l'mechameshet aminim. So you can only collect 13,000 zuz if you find that much money in the Chamesh Taminim that Bar Mar Shmuel owns. Omalei Abaya, so Abaya said to Rav Yosef, it's not the same at all. I mean, if you're going according to the usage of Lashon B'nei Adam, so Tevuah lo mashma l'Chamesh Taminim, that's true about Tevuah, but Alalta just means the same Lashon, Aliyah, oh, that which is Choshev, it's mashma kol mili. Now, they sent these two opinions to Rava. The discussion of Rabbi Yosef and Abaya. Rava laughed. I come into Rava. I was never even asking that. That's ridiculous. Obviously, it includes everything. That wasn't my question. Hello, come here, I wasn't even thinking the other way. Of course, Allah is called Mile Mashma. When I sent the Shaila to Rabbi Yosef, what I wanted to know was, do I also get to collect this money out of income that is coming from rentals of Mar Bar Shmuel, of Bar Mar Shmuel. That's what I wanted to know. So, how do you boil the money? I'm asking, is he? He's got rentals out there, boats for rent. He owns a boat rental place. He owns apartments that he rents out. So I wanted to know, Schar Batim, Schar Sfinot Mai. Why do I want to know? Because me, I'm Rinan, Kivan de Pachatan, Lavalaltahi. Look, the bottom line is that when you're dealing with rentals, you're always dealing with hidden losses. because you've got constant, you think that you're making money, but the fact is that all of a sudden it turns out you've got to put in a new roof, which eats up all your money from the past 10 years, and now you suddenly realize you've been running on a loss. The same thing happens with your ships. As soon as you get a serious repair bill, all of a sudden you find you're not losing. You're losing money, not we're getting money. So it looks good while it's going well, you know. But the bottom line is there's always this hidden deterioration. What's the tax word for that?
Depreciation.
You know, so we grant you depreciation. Most businessmen, they think it's only the stupid tax people that take depreciation. The fact is that it's depreciating terribly. And that's not called a lalta. Lalta is where you got something positive, not where there's all kinds of negatives, hidden negatives. Oh, Dilmore, do we say, well, but Lamaisa, the depreciation is hidden. Even the loyadia pichtai. No, nobody really knows, you know. It's like, it's hidden costs, exactly. So you're driving your car, you make these ridiculous questions. How much is the delic costing you? You know, you're not taking into consideration the fact that you're losing 10,000 shekel a year just on the market value and the hidden costs of repairs and so on and so forth. Then you don't take into consideration it would cost you one third the price to take a taxi. But Lamaisa, it's Loyadia Pitchayim. I know, it's Parnea's neighborhood. So since you don't know the Pachat, Alalta, you would still call it Alalta because people fool themselves into thinking it's Alalta.
Meaning, what does that, so
what
mean, classy income?
Yeah, a lot of, high class income, exactly.
Opposed to just any
income. Yeah. Amru Rabbanan Kameder Rav Yosef. So the Rabbanan said over to Rav Yosef, well, Rava said he wasn't even asking that. Oh, boy. That's a big mistake. So Rav Yosef said, well, if he wasn't even asking that, and I'm so stupid, why is he sending me these shilas? I mean, he shouldn't even talk to me. Am I shalach one? So what's he sending Shilas for? He's so smart. I wasn't thinking about that. Ikbet Rav Yosef did not like the way Rava had spoken. He was rather angry at him. So Rava found out that Rav Yosef was angry at him. Shomer Rava. So Erev Yom Kippur, he comes to get Bechila from Rav Yosef. So after the Kamei Mali Yom Kippuri. Now, Rav Yosef was blind. He didn't want to say to Rabbi Yosef that Rava's here because he made, I don't want to see that jerk. We needed to talk to him. So he tells the valet of Rabbi Yosef, who's about to serve him some wine. So Ashkar, Lashamev, Kamazik, Kamekasar, Kam, he's pouring, he's mixing the wine with water to pour. So Rava says, let me do that. Let me do that, and I'll bring it into him. So Havli de Amzigliana. So okay, so the butler gives it over to him, Yoivle, the Kabazik, Iu Kasrachama, he pours now the cup of wine, brings it in to Rav Yosef without indicating who he is. Rav Yosef, of course, can't see. So Kikashati, as Rav Yosef drinks the wine, he says, Hadain Mizga Domi La Mizga, he didn't say the word Rav according to the Girs and the Rishonim. It's similar to the mazga of Rav Yosef Bar Chama's kid, that no good name. But it tastes like his stuff. Because the Rav has had a particular sheet of how to be mosaic, 1 to 3, which was a machlokas. This doesn't taste like the stuff I usually get. So Rav says, yep, it's him. I'm like, who knew? Yeah, that's the one who did it. So Rav Yosef figured he would get Rava to recognize what an ogunik he was. He says, all right, but before you sit down, don't even get down on your own knees. I want you to tell me what's the pshat in this pasuk. My dechtivu mi bar matana, mi matana nachliel, nachliel bamot. Of course, by asking him that, he was getting him to say what happens to people who get stuck up and don't know how to talk to Rav Yosef. So Omar Lay, so he says, well, the pasuk means, famous medrash, Kivan she'oseh adam et atzmo kamidbar, shumufkar lakol. If a person is like a midbar, and he doesn't hold on to his things, and he allows everybody to step all over him, so then he gets the Torah as a matana. Torah nitlamo b'matana, sh'nemar umid mibar matana. Once a person gets Torah b'matana, kivan sh'netnolo b'matana, nachalo el, God has just given him basically a nachal, and olam hazeh, olam haba, sh'nemar umid matana nachliel. Once a person has that nachala, he becomes olele gedula, he becomes great. Sh'nemar nachliel b'mot, you get up on the stage. But when you get up on the stage, you sometimes start thinking your hot stuff. So im higbia atzma kadosh baruch hu mashpilo. If he starts acting a little bit too rubber-like, so then God teaches him a lesson. Shinamu vamota gai. Then you go down to the depths. Not only, but when you were up there and you fall, not only do you reach the depths, you keep on going down under the ground, because it says, El shishokino to bekarke. You only fall to ground level, you go underground level. Shinamra vinishkafa. Alpneha yishimon nishkafa zloshon of mashkov, that everybody steps over. You become now the ground under the threshold. However, I do wish to point out, says Rava, there's another pasuk, which you didn't ask me, but it's another pasuk that relates to this, because once we're talking about gay, it means you went from the bamo to the guy, but it says, kol gay yinasei. So what's kol gay yinasei? Mein im chozer bo HaKadosh Baruch Hu magbil. If a guy does tshuva, like good old Rava, so if a guy does tshuva, then he becomes great again. And it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifts them up out of that gay. So
all of this was Rava saying.
Rav was giving him the whole thing, but he wasn't asked about what about the pasuk okay. And Rav threw that in. So Lamaisa, we've got a little bit of balance over here. It is Erev Yom Kippur, you know. Tanya, Hanodem and Adagan, Asur Hafa Palamitsu Yabesh, Umutar Malak. So as Rabbi Meir pointed out, it's obviously Rabbi Meir Shita, the Lach Palamitsu, that we saw was included under vegetables, but if it's dried, so then it's Idgan, it's usually piled up like Dagan. Umutar, ba'orez. However, things that are not usually piled up the way seeds are of dagan, but these are slippery things, or processed things like orez, or chilka, where the actual pieces of wheat are split in order to make cereal, split into two, or tragis, which is trigis, that is, they make up three times, or tisnis, where they make up four times. Those things are not considered to be idgan under any circumstances. Hanodem in perot hashana. So, b'ko perot hashana. That says, all of the fruits of the year. So, fruits of the year include fruits. But it doesn't include fruit of the loom, or it doesn't include the fruits, meaning the animals that are born. I mean, even though those you could say are perot ultimately, but in the sense of Perot HaShana, you mean literally fruiting from the ground. So you can eat Gedayim, you can eat the new fruits, so to speak, of the animals. You can eat, drink the milk, Chalav, Beitzim, the young birds. But if you would say Gidulei Shana, anything that grew this year is Alay, so then Asur Bekulah, you wouldn't be able to have any of those things. Hanodemi Perot HaAretz, if you specify things that come from the ground, the fruit of the ground, so then, asur b'chol perot ha'aretz, but you could still eat mushrooms, asur b'kimeim u'pitriot, because those aren't fruit of the aretz. But imama gidulei karka alai, anything that grows on the ground, so then you would be asur even of mushrooms, truffles, ramini. But I thought that you say a shahakol for this. And the Mishnah says, al davar she'ein gidulo min ha'aretz, if something does not grow from the ground, you say shakoni abidvaro, and the Braita says that includes ala melach, salt. So this grow from the ground, or zamit, which is a salt solution that's used for preserving, or alkameim pitriot. If you have now truffles, mushrooms, on all of the above, you say shakoni abidvaro, which shows that it's not called gidulo menorah. You said that if he would say gidule karka, so then he would be usher. So it's a contradiction to the dinim of brachot. Om Rabbi, well, it's not a contradiction because there's really two different criteria over here. I mean, it's mirba rava miara. As far as where it's growing from the ground. It's just not being nourished from the ground. When you're talking about shahako, you're talking about the brocha, you're talking about where it's being nourished from, where it's drawing from. They're drawing from the ground. So it's minak meavira yanke, velo miara. So therefore, in terms of the brocha, you can't, the brocha is not coming from the ground. So even though the ground is its matrix, maybe supplying the things that it uses to build itself, but it's not the nourishment that provides the energy to make these things. And therefore, bracha takes its meaning from a different way of looking at it, which is the yanika. But I still, I mean, let's look at the language. Gidule karki, he said gidule. That's exactly the word that it uses here in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the same word. It says, "Ein gidulo min ha'aretz omer shakol niyad bidvaro." And you're saying, if he said gidulei aretz, he's awesome. I mean, you can't use the same word to mean opposite things. You said al davar she'ein gidulo min ha'aretz. You're right. Change the language over there. That wasn't being accurate. It really should have said in the Mishnah, al davar she'ein yonek min ha'aretz. And now that I'm establishing that when it comes to bracha, what we need to look for is not stasis. I mean, because essentially the ground is just, in providing a matrix, is static. It's not doing anything. It's not providing the unique. It's not giving. It's not giving nourishment. It's not suckling, so to speak. And in that sense, we're going to make a bracha on it. There's nothing coming of it. It's been used. If you use the word giduloy aretz, you're not interested in that. You're just interested in where it's coming from. It's coming from the ground this year, and therefore I can't eat it. That was what the Neder is mashma. Dear President, you are on. Hanoder min haksut. Somebody answers himself on clothing. Now, the literal meaning of ksut is kisui, something that covers you. But we don't use it in that sense. You use a bath towel. You're not going to call that ksut. You wear some of these Arab clothes, and that's not called ksut. It's just bath towels, basically. So therefore, you would be mutar b'sak, or you put on, you take a yiriyah, so you take a curtain, he covers up with a curtain, and that's not usur, or a hamilah. It's also a type of, the fire says that's a type of, it's an Arabic curtain also. I don't know, but it just says, mine ksus of the Ishmael, Lee mother said. So that's not considered big suits. These are very thick and unpleasant. They're not meant to fold comfortably around your body. They don't fold around your body, you don't call them ksut. Omer konim tzemer olam. I say, wool. Wool is not going to come on me. That doesn't mean wool, raw wool. It means wool material. You've got raw plucked wool that hasn't been, nothing's been done with. And it's just sitting there in a pile. You can climb under the pile. That's not called wearing wool. So mutar lit kasot b'gizei tzemer. If a guy says, konim pishtan ole alai. Same thing is true. I mean, ole alai doesn't mean you can't now get into a bed that's covered with that stuff they used to put around the esrogs. That may be pishta. But a guy is obviously referring to things that you wear of pishta, not raw flax. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, it's not true. It's basically a contextual issue. I mean, it goes according to what the noder was thinking at the time. I mean, consider the following situation. I call it fiano there. A guy is walking along in 30-degree weather. I mean, centigrade. 40-degree weather. And he's carrying now wool or linen. And he is sweating. And he is smelling. And he is miserable. So ta'an vizio v'yayare chokasheh. And he says, be damned if I ever do this again. I'm not gonna have no tzemra pishtel on me anymore. So obviously it doesn't mean he's not gonna wear any clothing. He's not gonna wear a nice linen dinner jacket. Of course he can wear a dinner jacket. Mutar li kasot vasur lavshu mi'acharav, but he wouldn't be allowed to carry this stuff. That's all. So I mean, you can certainly imagine that there would be situations in which the context makes it very clear that he's not referring to Levisha at all. No, the Rishon would be if he's Mefarish. Right. Yeah. Tana Hanoder min haksut mutar b'sak b'yiriyah v'chamila, as we said, but sak is one thing because it's not the normal way that you would wear a baget. But what you're putting in a belt, not just a bit of a belt. I mean, that's not ksut. On the contrary, it may be tough, but that's the ksut, that's the derech. I mean, so you would be osur papunda. You can't wear your money belt, even though you'll say, well, I mean, that's basically a wallet. It's not true. That's a belt. It's part of the way you dress. A paskia is also a kind of belt that has keys hanging from it or samples hanging from it. And in a sakurtia, which we're going to talk about, and the kataplia, which is just a tough leather, and palia, but these are aprons or slippers, a polinia, mikvasayim, the kova. I mean, all of these things, even though they may be used only for work or for protection from the rain, they're all still considered to be normal ksut because of that. What's an askriti? Omar Rava Bar Barchana, that's a kitura d'tzal. A leather worker has got to wear something to protect himself from all of that stuff. He puts on a thick leather jacket. That's called ksut because it's the derech for such people to wear. Tana yotzim besak ava ubesagus ava. So when it comes to Shabbos, these things are considered to be the malbushim. But the reason that they're malbushim, even though you don't normally wear it, and it's not included in the neder, is because there are circumstances you wear. Let's say it's pouring. So if it was pouring, you would take a raincoat that normally you're going to wear one of these heavy plasticized or rubber coats. You never wear that. But since when it's raining, you would wear it. It's considered balbush adam, even when it's not raining, as the Rush points out over here. It's not about saying that you'd wear it only in the rain, but once you'd wear it in the rain, it's already called lavush in terms of Shabbos. So you could wear yiriyah and chamila, but that's because you wear it mimnei hagashamim. But that doesn't mean that you can include, well, I mean, if it was raining, I would also take a basket and put it over my head. So let's call that, obviously that just means it's a rain protector. It doesn't mean that it's worn as begotten. So you can't wear a box on Shabbos and say, well, it's raining, so I wear a box, but it's clearly not clothing.
Or a plastic
coupa, exactly.
Over your hat.
Can't do that either. Velobik, that's a different issue, the protection of begotten, Shasha taking it off, things like that. Velobik kupa, velobik machatzelet. You'll take a mat and hold it over your head. Even though it's bnei akshamim, you can't walk out on Shabbos with that.
Sigos means?
Huh?
What does Rebbe translate
sigos? Sigos? I never saw that word, don't I? Oh, you mean in the first part?
Yeah.
I don't know, whatever. I have no idea. Whatever. It's also a type of sack. That's all the Mefarshim say. I have no idea what the difference is. I mean, the Mefarshim says min sack u'aveh. It's a thicker sack than normally. But whatever, as long as it's worn that way. Haro'im yotzim b'sakim. Now, since a shepherd will often wear socks, so when it comes to Shabbos, anybody can. So lo ra'im b'vadam ru. Elo kol adam. When we say ro'im yotzim, it's just the bruch hachamim b'hoveh. Once something is viewed as human dress, it's dress. Reb Yudah Amr Akolafi Anoder. Tanya, Ketzad Amr Reb Yudah Akolafi Anoder. What do you mean, says the Braisa? Well, Ayalavush Tzemer. Let's say a guy is wearing one of these thick woolen suits and it's the middle of the summer, right? And it's tight and it's itchy, Veitzar. And he says, that's it. No more Tzemer Ola Alai. So then he can't wear a woolen suit. You know, he says to the lofshan. But in that case, he would be mutter to be to'in. On the other hand, if he's being to'in pishtan, he's carrying it on a hot day and he's sweating and he says, not going to have this anymore. So then he would be allowed to wear a dinner jacket, but he wouldn't be allowed to carry. So it's all contextual. The Ron points out that this seems to differ with the approach of the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah seems to say you don't need a context to define Levisha. It's a given it includes Levisha unless you have strong indications that it doesn't include Levisha. I think over here it says that, no, actually, we don't make that assumption. We look at the context to decide. So in other words, you need to be uncomfortable in your woolen suit and say, I don't want to wear wool, in order for us to assume that it would be Levisha.
And he wouldn't
so we wouldn't be able to say necessarily it means that.
Even like a year-rounder wool, you know, which is light and airy, he couldn't wear any wool.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. This wool has made me sick. I'm sick of wool. I don't want to have it.
The Maisa Ben Moshe Leo's father,
Rabbi
Popilova.
I did.
The new Rav came to the town.
When was this? Last time he left the door? I didn't really like the door.
It's not written in your
mind. The new Rav came, I think, by the dedication of Lani Yadav Hospital. The new Rav came to town, and Tibor Rosenbaum met him in the street, and he noticed that the Rav was wearing a winter ruck, and he figured out that it must be that he only has one ruck because it was blazing hot in the summer. So he sent a tailor over to his house to take measurements to give him a summer ruck. Mm-hmm. The sensitivity that he picked up on this.
It's a good thing that I live in Barnea's neighborhood, so my words live on. It's a beautiful story. Okay, let us. Hanoder min adagan asur bepolamitzri yavesh. The Rebbe Meir v'chachamim omrimeno asur ala b'chamesh taminim. Rabbi Meir Omer, Ademina Tvua, in the last of Mesh Tamini. Aval Ademina Dagan, so Bakol, Umutar Beperot, Ilan of Yerek, Lamemra, the Dagan, according to Rabbi Meir, means cold to me, Dagan, Mashma. Mati Rabbi Yosef, what do you do with the Possek of Kafrot, so the very Bubba, the Israelishi Dagan, which is Dagan, Tirosh Vitzabachol, Tvuata Seda, which is simply repetitious, according to you. V'yamid dagan kol demidgan mashma. So what are you adding, Michael Tvata Sadeh? Om Rabbi, well, you know, it's Latir Perot Eilan v'yerek, and he even made a takon about yerek. Rabbi Meir Omer Anodir Menatvu Amar Rabbi Yochanan Akomo Dimanodim Menatvu Hashem Hazon Menachmeshet Aminim. Indeed, Kalyan Ami Yochanan V'shavim Menodim Menatvu She'eno Asura No Mechameshet Aminim. Is that obvious? No. Is Madate Metvu is the same as its Targum. It's Masha Komili Masha. Motiv Rav Yosef, and how about if we learn that Tvua means indeed if Rotz of the Var Bumine Yisrael, Tvua is the same thing as Chameshet Aminim, so then it's also Dagan. What are you going to do with that? I'm a Rava. It doesn't say Tvua here, it says Tvua Tasadeh. Tvua Lachut, Tvua Tasadeh Lachut. Bar Mashmuel, Poki Delit Nahon, Tleiser Alfi Zizil Rava, which shall be collectible only from the Alalta de Nahar Pekot. So Shocha Rav the Kamini Rav Yosef, define for me Alalta Echimikarya. On Rav Yosef, well, Alalta is essentially Tfua, right? So Matitini, Shavim and Oder Menat Tfua, Shen Rasa, Ono Mechamesh Tamenim. Omalei Abaya, whoa, Midami, Tfua, Lo Mash, Ono Mechamesh Tamenim. Alalta may be the Targum of Tfua, but it doesn't mean it means exactly the same thing. I mean, the Lakshem and the Adam is Alalta, Komine Meshma. Adrula Kamini Rav, who said, Omar, although coming boyly, obviously Alalta Komili Mashma didn't even cross my mind. But Hanahidi boyly, how about Sachar Batim Vizachar Svinot Mai? Miam Rinan Kiman the Pachatan Lava Laltahi, Odumba Kiman the Loya Dia Pachatayo Alaltahi. Amura Abana Kabini Rav Yosef, Amar. You know, if he's so smart, Vimyakulo Tsarechlan, Amai Shalachlan, Ikbid Rav Yosef, Shoma Rava, Vaotil Kami Bamala Yumid Kippurit. They give that to me there. Havli de amzig lehana. Yoiv leva kamazig yu kasad chamra. Ki kashati omar, adin mazga dami, la mizga bre the Rav Yosef bar Chama. Omar leh, yeah, who knew? Omar leh, well, no tete vakarach adamati perush adin milta. Mai dechtivu mi midbar matanah, mi matanah liel, mi nach liel bamot. Omlet kiman shalse adam atat smok midbar shum mufkar lakol Torah nitnala b'matana shenemol mimibar matana kiman shenitnala b'matana nachalo el shenem matana nachliya kiman shenachalo el ole legidula shenem nachliya b'mot mimibia atzmo hakadosh baruch hu mashpilot shenemol ubim b'mot agai v'lo od ela sheshok ino to b'karka shem nishkafa al p'nei shimon mimchozer b'o I wish to add HaKadosh Baruch Hu Magbiyo, Shinama Koge Yinase. Tanya Anu Dermen Anagan Asura Bepola Mitzri Aveshu Mutar Balach Mutar Baorez Bechilka, Betirgis, Betisni. Anu Dermen Perot HaShana Asur Beko Perot HaShana Mutar Begidiyim Ubetelaim Ubechalab Ubeitzim Begozalot Vima Margi Dulei Shana Alay Then Asur Bekulam. Anu Dermen Perot HaRetz Asur Beko Perot HaRetz Mutar Bechmeinu Pitriot. But if Mama Gidu lay karkalai, then he would even answer on Kamein of Bitrio, the Serbekulan. Ramini Aldavash, Ingid Olemin Arts, or Mershakoni, Abidvaro, Vitani Alamela, Valazamit, Vakmein of Bitrio, or Mershakoni, Abidvaro. Rabbi, it's separate criterion. A mirabal rovo me ara, but mainik me avira yanki, velo me ara. So, Makatani Aldavash, and Gidulo Minarets. Tni, Davash, and Yonik Minarets. Anoder men aksut mutar besakub yiriyal b'hamila. Oma konim tzemer ole alai, then is mutar lit kasot b'gizei tzemer. And konim pishtan ole alai, mutar lit kasot b'anitzei pishtan. Rabbi Yehuda omer akol lefi anoder, ta'an v'iziya, v'aya rechok kasher. Omer konim tzemer pishtan ole alai. So then it would be mutar lit kasot v'asir lach shel achora. Tanya, anoder men aksut mutar besakub yiriyal b'hamila v'yasub b'punda p'piskiya. Biskurtia, Bekatablia, Ampalia, Apollinia, Meklasayim, Vekova. My iskurti, Omer Rabba Barbachane, Kituna de Tzala. Tanya, Yotzim, Besakava, Besagus, Ava, Ubi Yuriyah, Bechamila, Mepnegi Shamim. Obviously, it doesn't really matter which one would have come first, Pishtan or Tzemer, just using one as an example. Mutar l'lvosh v'asur l'ton. I mean, normally the Pishtan was good for the heat. So we use the
Pishtan was